I have got to get to the gas station. I'm going to buy a drink, and I'm going to drink it immediately. None of this tunnel business today. Well, maybe some tunnel business also, but, you know. I've got to get into it. I've got to get into a beverage. Should I get something else with it? Should I get like a little something to eat, little breakfast style thing, some kind of food bar kind of thing? That's what I'm thinking. And should I get gas? No, I'm gonna not get gas. Stop on my way home for gas, depending on how things go, but I don't have it in me right now to get gas. I just can't do it. Okay. What should I get into right now? Zero calorie lemonade or zero calorie punched? I think I'm going to go with the lemonade. I'm going to go with the lemonade. Oculus or Facebook will have to put out a statement about all this bullshit. Seems like they should. The initial story noted that that dude is not a Facebook employee, which, okay, I don't, you wonder what that means, if that means he's a contract guy or if he's actually out, and they just didn't want to really get around to telling people that fact. To Trump. I mean, keep in mind that that Peter Thiel guy that funded the Hogan lawsuit and, like, had his name floated for, like, the Supreme Court is on the board of Facebook. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I talked about it a couple months ago, or whenever it was, when dude was out there on Reddit posting about, like, getting angry about people being angry about Rift stuff. That maybe at some point someone's gonna have to kinda clamp down on them a little bit and be like, hey, you're not helping the company's efforts. Like, this is not the way we want to talk to our customers. This is not the way we want to be. Like, and then he kind of went quiet for a good long time. Anyway, you know, I don't envision that dude being with that company long term, right? I mean, they bought the company. He's like, until recently, was like a very fascinating story. And that, like, you know, could be a good spokesman for the medium and the technology all in one, can get across the wonder of it and all that sort of stuff. Now they brought in other people, and you know, like, you don't really hear too much about, like, what exactly he's on right now. I had heard that maybe they just kind of given him a small team to kind of investigate software potential and do some other stuff off the side while they while other people kind of handle the platform and the hardware and that sort of stuff. But I was never really, I'm not really sure what that dude's role at that company has been for a while. But it seemed tenuous enough to where I, like, you know, even in the face of this stuff, well, whatever, I get it. Like, you know, if it's perfectly okay to say, like, hey, you know, if I get the impression my money is funding things that are against my best interests, then I don't think I should buy that product. I think that's, like, a reasonably sensible and pragmatic approach to your life, I guess, right? You know, for me, it's when people go like, well, I'm definitely buying a Vive now. It's like, okay, that's okay. What are the politics of, the people that run that company? You know, like, it's kind of, How far do you go with that stuff? It's hard. A lot of people want to put their money where their mouth is, but it's like very,
difficult. You know, it's like that's the thing, you know, talk about like organizing boycotts and all the, you know, over the years, just for whatever political reason, whether it was Howard Stern swearing on television or, you know, or being filthy on television, and you know, the Moral Majority and all the stuff of the 80s and all that other shit, like and now, you know, these days it seems like that, you know, comes from kind of both sides of the political spectrum, I guess, those sorts of ideas. It can be hard to run all that down and actually, like, if you want to actually try to live your life that way, like, okay, is the, okay, we're pretty sure that the guy that runs Papa John's is a shitbag, politics or otherwise. So, what about the Domino's? No, that's... No? Okay, all right. What about... Like, at some point over the last few years, it became okay to eat at Chick-fil-A again? Seems like they did their... They did their time and did the PR and made some... At least made some noise about making changes. But, like, don't the same people run that company? So at what point are you, you know, lumping in all the employees of a company who obviously have, like, a ton of different values and all the other stuff with, like, the shitbag, like, at the top, in some of these cases? Like, it's... Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a hard road to stay on. But in specific cases, I think it makes total sense. You know, like I see why people would jump to those, or, you know, connect those dots and be like, okay, well, I'm not gonna shop here. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna order these pizzas. Instead, I'll order these pizzas. I mean, but that's just, you know, at some point, that's the interconnected, fucking messy nature of the world we live in. Through consolidation and acquisition, you really start getting... If that's something you want to stick to, you really... start eliminating wide swaths of businesses, products, and all that sort of stuff, you know. But I do more or less agree with the piece that ran the Atlantic, that Ian Bogost wrote, where it's like, yeah, like, you know, the Republican Party and that's never seemed like the goal for a lot of these, like, ultra-rich Silicon Valley types, like the tech money. So much as it seems like the total elimination of all politics. Like, that seems like the actual goal. You know, that's straight up, I made this money, I should get to keep it, libertarianism. The Great Chain and such,
the shit is a mess.
Yeah, I think I actually tend to agree that, like, the political parties as they exist now, I don't... over the 20 plus years or so that I've been, well, you know, old enough to vote, I guess, but also been just kind of a little more aware of the political process and, you know, kind of gaining more knowledge about the way the world works, I guess, as I go, you know, I've seen myself on both sides of the aisle over the years, you know, but I, you know, I never really feel like either party really represents me. I think most people probably feel that, you know, is that it's like, okay, well, this one lines up with the stuff I care most about, and there's other stuff that I look at and go like, man, no, but... still pushing in this direction because of the options, it is the seemingly the best option. And I think, you know, like, I actually think Obama is probably the first, like, Democratic president that I've like, felt good about. And, it, well, you know, like, whatever, I, you know, it's with the last 8 years, and I look at, like, the last 8 years, even in a purely selfish way, which I think, you know, a lot of people tend to vote that way, right? They're like, okay, well, what's, you know, I don't have kids going to school, so fuck the school tax, like that sort of, or in a lot of cases, I do have kids going to school, fuck the school tax, like that's, I think people vote, ideally, they, in an ideal situation, they learn the issues and vote accordingly, and either vote to their own interests or the things they deem to be important. But, like, you know, when I look at, like, my own interests and my own well-being, like, you know, like, I, you know, it's funny because people keep talking about, like, they keep throwing out, like, oh, the world's in a terrible place since Obama's driven it into the ground, and oh, look at this, like, I, you know what, kind of coming off of having the best 8 years of my life, honestly, you know, like, you know, we were starting a business when that guy was getting elected into office, and, like, I remember at the time, it was, like, a very uncertain time, like, the end of Bush's presidency, just like this kind of, like, things felt nasty, things felt uneven, uncertain, you know, this is the state of the world, it's, you know, that's not to say that, like, oh man, Obama's perfect, he's infallible, you know, he's a guy. He's a human still, you know, he's a human working in a system, designed to impede change at times, right? You know, through all the ups and downs, like, it's been a real good ride, you know, up to this point, and it's, you know, and I look at where the world is, and, you know, at some point, you just kind of want people to, it's the stuff with immigration and closing the borders and refugees and all this sort of stuff, like, that's the sort of stuff that, like, that always struck me as, like, that was one of the things that America was here for, you know, was to help people that are being oppressed by oppressive regimes elsewhere. It's, you know, it's not to say that it should be just a blank check to, you know, save the world over and over again. You know, it's ideally it's a coalition and people working together and stuff like that, but, like, coming together over the things that everyone does agree upon as opposed to just, like, ripping us apart due to our differences, you know, and I, you know, at some point I got out and I met a lot of people and, you know, like, you, at some point you get out of the fucking suburbs and you start meeting people with a lot of very different backgrounds and you start seeing other parts of the world, or at least I was fortunate enough to do a little bit of traveling here and there in my 20s. And you kind of eventually kind of come to that, or I eventually kind of came to that realization of just, like, you know, like, everyone, like, people are just trying to fucking get by. People are trying to fucking do their thing. In a general sense, everyone just wants to live. And so that's, you know, when people get up there and try to scare people about Islam or anything else, you know, it's just, none of it rings true with my personal experience. You know, none of it rings true based on, like, you know, numbers and the facts of the matter and that sort of stuff either, you know, so it's like coming at it from both ends like that, I just look at it and go, like, that's, you're just trying to rile up people who don't know anyone that fits that category, and they just become this faceless boogeyman sort of thing. And it's really crazy to watch. Like, people's willingness to, you know, well, whatever, that's human nature, right? Like, no one wants to, like, very, very few people are wholly willing to take sole blame for their actions, right? You know, yeah, but a lot of people want to, like, oh, you know, this happened because of this, and this, you know. And granted, sometimes, you know, there are often extraneous factors at play, but, like, yeah, you know, I see it around here, you know, like, along racial lines where I'm at, like, there's a significant Latino population. There's a lot of Mexicans in the area and stuff like that, and you know, they're not like that. So you would occasionally see, like, some people be like, "Oh, they're taking all the jobs." Like, they're here and qualified for the jobs, and in a lot of cases, they're the ones applying for the jobs. I don't know, you know, it's... Oh, whatever. It's obviously... a very complex subject, right? I mean... My dad ended up learning a lot of Spanish running his auto repair business. Because at some point, like, the bulk of the people applying for the jobs were Spanish speakers. And you know, that's just how it went. You saw... Yeah, and, you know, like, a lot of people coming in and working real hard, doing the job, getting paid for it, doing real well. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's obviously everyone's going to have different personal experiences that are going to kind of inform their worldview. But you'd like to think that, like, people would, you know, as people with an opportunity to become a little more worldly in their view, a little more traveled, kind of meet a lot of people from different cultures, as someone who runs a big, or, you know, like was the face of a big business, you'd like to look at that and think, like, oh, well, you know, you're going to have kind of this enlightened take on maybe how the world is. But then that slams up against, like, also, dude is 24. So maybe not yet. Or maybe not at all. Who knows? Like I said, it seems like a lot of the people that end up being tech billionaires become a very certain, specific kind of way, I guess, huh? I mean, I was almost certainly some kind of dick when I was 24, who was a lot more sure about everything, even though I had seen next to nothing. But I certainly didn't have the money to turn that into fucking white supremacist meme factories. Whatever the fuck. Jesus, like, what? Like, on top of all that, it just seems like a fucking bad use of money. Like, what? Alright, you know? Like, if this was, if you have this result in mind, there's actually probably a better way to spend, like, a more effective way to spend that money than whatever the fuck this thing is. But, you know, people change, and their views can change as well, you know. I think that's... maybe an important part for people to remember this election cycle more than most. Is that, you know, sometimes people change in a way that you perceive to be for the worse, and sometimes they come around to something that you deem to be a little more appropriate. It's important to give people chances. Because I think about, you know, like, if, you know, if the way I viewed the world at 20, at 19, probably even at 24, if that was something that was spread out in this very open way. Like, yeah, a lot of people probably think that I was a fucking real rotten person. A very selfish person who had zero thoughts about the rest of the world. And very, very, very self-centered. Only time will tell on stuff like that, I guess, right? But yeah, you know, like, that's the thing. You know, if you want to not, like, support people like that that are in positions of, like, running companies, then, like, maybe, like, you know, at some point, then it's like, okay, well, you're playing Destiny. A lot of people play Call of Duty. Where do you think Bobby Kotick falls on that scale? The political spectrum. To open my drink. I had this big plan about drinking this drink way earlier in the drive, and now, like, we're so close to the tunnel that I might as well just wait. I had big plans. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna drink one drink now, and then maybe I'll even open this other one in the tunnel. Fuck it. Kinect 3, yeah, right. You know, Oculus has their big event coming up. And you've got people in the Oculus subreddit saying, I was working on an Oculus Touch title, and now I'm not. Like, huh. All right. Normally that style of protest, I think, you know, you could look at it and go like, well, okay, but whatever. It kind of doesn't matter. But actually, I think with VR still being as relatively nascent as it is, they probably can't afford to be pushing developers away right now. Like, they're going to put their hand controllers on pre-order here pretty soon, probably. We're in and we're stopped. Great.
Thank you. Hide me. Go.
I finally got some Forza Horizon 3 online stuff in last night. A very little bit. It felt real weird. Just the traffic and other player cars and stuff didn't move right. And, I don't know. I gotta obviously spend some more time with it, but... just felt off. A lot of very jittery cars suddenly turning into ghosts so that you don't collide with, like, cars that are warping around the track. Servers. It's a four-player game in online co-op. It's not gonna be some server thing. But maybe, you know, the only people playing it upon its hour of release were in weird parts of the world. Who knows? Europeans. They wouldn't necessarily be Europeans. It was 9 p.m., you know, that was when it came out. It's when the game launched. I believe. But today's the real full day, I guess, so get some in this morning. Actually, we're going to probably record that today. We may very well do it live. We might actually not do it live and just turn it around real fast. Either way, current plan is to have a Forza video up today. I gotta talk to those guys about some capture stuff. See how they want to do it. See if we can
get the capture we want to get while still doing it live, or if we need to not. They've been rebuilding portions of our video capture chain lately with some tests in mind. I think if you go look at the Tomorrow Children quick look on YouTube, that may have been the first published result of said tests. This bus is just going in, huh? What are we doing here, bus? You coming? You're not coming. Oh, you're not. Okay, great. Oh, this fucking car's turning left. I'm getting fucked. No. Here we go. Ripping guitar. Some of these songs are even playing. Oh, you know what? It's playing my entire library. which I guess I can do now, because I made it to the end of the month without going over on my fucking data after getting fucked over by having my phone set poorly. It's on me, really, but...
on this watch, niggas, yeah, and I ain't never had to watch, nigga, rich or wealthy, pick your poison, I think I paid for one too many abortions, another Celine, it's like a routine, it's like a Ferris wheel of waist trainers and seven jeans, her new body's in my new body, make her in the hourglass, that's my new hobby, rich nigga shit, how I blew my first million, luckily with something in the ceiling, keep dealing, yeah. Talk numbers, but never talk them to me, though. When you the link to what fits in a keyhole. The realest nigga, the marathon on the Rico. The last cocaine superhero. I got the cape on to cover kilos. The villain wins, the evolution of Nino. Goddamn, Batman, holy Toledo. Nah, you ain't talking to me, though. The report of the snort. King's whole court. Lawyers get bought. Palms get greased when them cases get fought. No felony, what the fuck is you telling me to reduce to simple assault? It cost to keep it hush-hush, it was just us. Ended up selling my Batmobile, the crash don't kill. It's how you survives it. Rebound on niggas, I nine-lived it. Couldn't miss a Super Bowl or a Cancun. Bitches ain't respecting niggas, not in full bloom, so the neck is full moon. I'm living a lie, she lived for this life and loving the liar pumps. Loving the rush, I'm living the wire. Drugs in this rap is really empire. Rich nigga shit. How I lost my second million. Luckily with something in the ceiling, keep dealing, yeah. Talk numbers, but never talk them to me, though. When you the link to what fits in a keyhole. The realest nigga, the marathon on the Rico. The last cocaine superhero. I got the cape on to cover kilos. The villain wins, the evolution of Nino. Goddamn, Batman, holy Toledo. Nah, you ain't talking to me, though.
10 toes deep in the trap, nigga, I'm good here. Feeling like Tony reading the words on a good year. Big said only the feds I should fear. So no threat beyond your steps with the whole hood there. Yeah, shoot up shit, then we blow the scene. Kerosene in a 20-ounce bowl of spring. Nothing to lose attitude like Ryan from Arizona. It's homicide when I slide up on ya. Reporting live from the project benches. Hellacane, dope with cellophane, dirty syringes. Heroin zombies, first walking on three-week bench. Clientele, look like the thriller vid, 3D lens. COD, niggas never had to front me, Jones. I'm weighing bricks on a scale, ain't put the lunch meat on. I'm Nino Brown in the projects. Yes, Curtis Jackson in his Pyrex. Get rich or die trying. Is my mindset and spin it all till I'm swallowing dirt. Cause I ain't never see a brunch truck follow a hearse. I ain't never see a dead man taking a stand. I ain't never see a nigga swallow a bullet and let her talk about it. About that bread, I drop a coffin about it. You watch me go through hell, now watch me walk about it. Nigga shit, that's how I lost 3 million. Luckily, it was something in the ceiling. Keep dealing, dealing.
here we are in the alley again.
More construction. Here we go. Dude was waving his arm for me to go like there was like 10 cars in a line, but it was just me. Makes me look like, oh, your sign says slow, but I'll haul ass. I don't know. All right. I'm here. We'll record some stuff and do some things and put on a show. And yeah, I don't know. It's Friday. See y'all later.